Other medicines. 5-MeO-DMT versus psilocybin. Two doors to the same room. Psilocybin takes you on a 6-hour journey. 5-MeO-DMT does it in 15 minutes. The pharmacology, phenomenology, and clinical data on two molecules that occasion mystical experiences of equivalent intensity, but take radically different paths to get there. May 22, 2026, 14 Mean read, Other Medicines Listen Article Audio 00. Key takeaways. Psilocybin and 5-MeO-DMT are pharmacological cousins, both tryptamines, both primarily 5-HT2A agonists. But 5-MeO-DMT adds significant 5-HT1A and sigma-1 receptor activity, producing a categorically different state of consciousness, duration, 4 to 6 hours versus 15 to 30 minutes. Vaporized 5-MeO-DMT crosses the blood-brain barrier in seconds and clears within 20-30 minutes, a fundamental pharmacokinetic compression that reshapes clinical delivery, Davis et al., 2018, showed 5-MeO-DMT, mystical experience intensity, is statistically equivalent to high-dose 30 mg 70 kg psilocybin on every MEQ30 subscale, and higher than moderate-dose psilocybin GH01 Phase 2B TRD trial. 15.5-point placebo-adjusted MADRS reduction, 57.7% remission, 77.8% durable remission at 6 months. The strongest depression treatment result in the modern psychiatric literature, phenomenologically different therapies. Psilocybin is narrative, visual, arc-shaped for biographical work. 5-MeO-DMT is non-dual, non-visual, instantaneous for ego-bound suffering and demonstrating awareness as ground. The toad question is settled clinically. Synthetic 5-MeO-DMT is chemically identical to bufo-alvarius secretion. Conservation pressure on wild populations argues for synthetic-only sourcing in both clinical and ceremonial contexts. Explore related, the mystical experience, ketamine versus psilocybin ego dissolution. The two molecules are pharmacological cousins. Both are tryptamines. Both bind primarily to the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor, the same target that produces the classical psychedelic state. Both occasion mystical experiences of measurable intensity that produce lasting psychological changes. And both have emerged as serious clinical candidates for treating depression, addiction, and trauma. But the experience each one occasions is so different that practitioners who work with both describe them as different medicines entirely, different doorways into different rooms of consciousness. Psilocybin opens slowly and unfolds across 6 hours into a narrative-rich peak experience full of imagery, biography, and meaning. 5-MeO-DMT opens in 15 seconds, dissolves the experiencer entirely into a non-dual unity that lasts 10 or 15 minutes and ends as suddenly as it began. The same neuroscience. Two radically different therapies. This is what the data and the phenomenology say about each one and what each is actually for. 15 min total vaporized 5-MeO-DMT experience versus 4-6 hours for oral psilocybin Rekweg et al., 2021. 75% of 5-MeO-DMT sessions occasion complete mystical experiences, matching high-dose psilocybin Davis et al., 2018. 15.5 placebo-adjusted MADRS reduction in GH001 Phase 2B treatment-resistant depression trial, GH Research, 2024. Two molecules, one receptor family. Both psilocybin and 5-MeO-DMT belong to the tryptamine family, the chemical lineage that includes serotonin itself, melatonin, DMT, bufotenin, and the hallucinogenic tryptamines of the magic mushroom and the Sonoran desert, toad. Psilocybin is a prodrug. Once ingested, it is rapidly dephosphorylated to psilocin, 4-OH-DMT, which is the active compound that crosses the blood-brain barrier. 5-MeO-DMT is itself the active molecule, structurally identical to N,N-DMT, except for a single methoxy group at the 5 position of the indole ring. That single chemical substitution changes everything that follows. The shared architecture. The shared tryptamine backbone is the reason both compounds produce classical psychedelic effects. Both bind to the 5-HT2A serotonin receptor as agonists, the receptor whose activation is the necessary condition for the psychedelic state. Pre-treatment with a 5-HT2A antagonist, ketanserin, abolishes the subjective effects of both psilocybin and 5-MeO-DMT, just as it abolishes the effects of LSD, mescaline, and DMT. This is the unifying mechanism that defines the classical psychedelic class. Where 5-MeO-DMT diverges. Psilocin acts predominantly at 5-HT2A receptors with secondary activity at 5-HT2C and a modest contribution from 5-HT1A. 5-MeO-DMT does something different. It binds 5-HT2A, but with significantly greater affinity at 5-HT1A, the receptor most associated with anxiolytic effects, calmness, and serotonergic tone. It also exhibits sigma-1 receptor activity, a chaperone protein involved in stress response, neuroplasticity, and consciousness modulation that is not meaningfully engaged by psilocybin. The clinical implication: the 5-MeO-DMT experience has a different texture, less anxiety-prone in dosed clinical settings, more rapidly absorbing, less visually elaborated, and more profoundly dissociative from ordinary self-experience. Both trigger psychoplastogenesis. Despite the receptor profile differences, both molecules trigger the downstream cascade that David Olson's UC Davis group has named psychoplastogenesis. 5-HT2A agonism leads to BDNF release, MTOR activation, dendritic spine growth, and synaptic remodeling. Lai et al., 2018, demonstrated in Cell Reports that classical psychedelics, including psilocin and DMT analogs, produce dramatic, lasting structural plasticity in cortical neurons, increased dendritic complexity, more synaptic spines, enhanced functional connectivity. This is the neurobiological substrate that both medicines exploit. The window of plasticity each one opens lasts days to weeks. What differs is the experience that sits inside that window. And the experience, as the addiction and depression literature has now established, is the variable most strongly predicting therapeutic outcome. The time compression problem. 6 hours versus 15 minutes. Oral psilocybin pharmacokinetics. Detectable effects within 20-40 minutes, peak intensity at 60-90 minutes, full plateau at 2 to 3 hours, return to baseline at 4 to 6 hours. The full experience is a long arc with a distinct rise, peak, and descent. Clinicians typically describe it as having phases: onset, ascent, peak, plateau, descent, return. Each phase has therapeutic value. Material surfaces during ascent. Insight crystallizes at peak. Integration begins on descent. Vaporized 5-MeO-DMT pharmacokinetics. Effects begin within 15-30 seconds of inhalation. Peak intensity reached within 1 to 2 minutes. Plateau lasts 5 to 15 minutes. Return to baseline within 20 to 30 minutes total. The entire experience can be over before psilocybin's effects would have even begun. There is no arc. There is a step function from ordinary consciousness to total dissolution and a step function back. Clinical implications of compressed time. The duration difference is not a minor variable. It is the single most consequential pharmacological fact distinguishing these medicines. A 6-hour psilocybin session requires extensive clinical infrastructure, a comfortable session room, a music program, trained facilitator presence for the duration, substantial preparation appointments, multiple integration sessions afterward. Cost per session is high. The patient must clear an entire day. The clinical bottleneck for scaling psilocybin therapy is largely the duration of the session itself. A 15-minute 5-MeO-DMT session is fundamentally different. GH Research's GH001 protocol, vaporized synthetic 5-MeO-DMT for treatment-resistant depression, operates on the principle that the entire treatment can be delivered in a clinic visit lasting under an hour, including preparation and immediate post-session integration. The same biological mechanism that takes a full day with psilocybin can potentially be delivered in a single, brief appointment. For health systems considering how to deploy psychedelic therapy at the scale of the depression epidemic, this difference is not academic. The trade-off. Time compression is not pure gain. The psilocybin experience's long arc gives the patient hours to work with material that surfaces, to feel a memory, sit with an emotion, watch an insight unfold, integrate a vision in real time. The 5-MeO-DMT experience does not work this way. There is no narrative arc to ride. The peak is overwhelming, instantaneous, and total. Integration happens entirely after the experience ends, often in the days and weeks following. Many practitioners describe 5-MeO-DMT as a sledgehammer, extraordinarily effective at producing the mystical experience itself, but requiring extensive post-experience therapeutic work to translate that experience into lasting change. Psilocybin, by contrast, integrates as it goes. Phenomenology. What each door opens onto, the psilocybin experience. Visual prominence is the most consistent feature of the psilocybin state. Patterns, fractal geometry, biographical imagery, deceased loved ones, archetypal figures, nature scenes, the visual field is heavily processed and richly elaborated. Narrative content is the second consistent feature. Participants report being shown things, encountering presences, traveling through landscapes, witnessing scenes from their own life from new vantage points. Emotional content is multi-layered. Grief, joy, awe, fear, peace can move through the same session in waves. The sense of self attenuates but rarely fully dissolves. Most participants retain enough self-reference to describe the experience in first-person terms afterward. I saw. I felt. I encountered. This is the phenomenology that Roland Griffiths and his Hopkins colleagues built the modern psilocybin research program around. The Mystical Experience Questionnaire, MEQ30. The standard validated instrument for quantifying mystical type experiences measures four dimensions: mystical quality, unity, sacredness, noetic certainty, positive mood, transcendence of time and space, and ineffability. Psilocybin reliably scores high across all four when administered at sufficient dose with appropriate set and setting. The 5-MeO-DMT experience. Visual content is minimal at higher doses. Reports describe a white or golden light and everything, a dissolution of all distinction, including the distinction between observer and observed. There is no narrative. There is no figure-ground separation. The experiencer reports, afterward, that there was no experiencer during the experience. Time and space cease as organizing categories. What remains is what philosophers and contemplatives have called the non-dual state, pure being, pure awareness, complete unity. Many describe it as identical to descriptions of advanced meditative absorption, samadhi in the yogic tradition, jhana in Theravada Buddhism, Nirodha Samapatti in Tibetan systems, and to the deepest accounts in mystical literature across religious traditions. Where psilocybin gives you a journey, 5-MeO-DMT gives you the destination. Without the journey, there is nothing to see because there is no longer anyone separate from what is seen. There is nothing to remember because there was no individual subject to remember it. The experience is, paradoxically, both unrememberable and unforgettable. Patients say afterward they cannot describe it, but they also say it has changed everything. Why? The difference matters. therapeutically. For trauma processing, the psilocybin experience may be more valuable. The narrative arc allows specific material to surface, be witnessed, and be reframed. The therapist's presence during the long unfolding can be metabolized by the patient. For ego-bound suffering and the rigid identification with thought, the kind that drives chronic depression, treatment-resistant existential anxiety, and certain forms of addiction, the 5-MeO-DMT experience may be more directly therapeutic. It demonstrates non-dual awareness as an experiential fact, not a concept. Patients return from a 5-MeO-DMT session not believing they are more than their thoughts and stories, but having experienced it. That experiential conviction is hard to shake afterward, and it tends to reorganize the relationship to suffering at a level that conceptual reframing cannot reach. The two medicines should not be ranked. They are different tools for different therapeutic targets. The mistake, common in popular psychedelic discourse, is to compare them as if stronger or more profound were the right frame. The right frame is, what is the clinical material and which door opens onto the territory where that material can move? Utu Ceremonial Cacao. Precision formulated ceremonial chocolate designed around the same neuroscience this research describes. Bioactive tryptamines, theobromine, anandamide, intentional dosing. The non-psychedelic doorway into expanded states. Explore OOTW products. The Hopkins comparison, measuring the mystical. Alan K. Davis and colleagues at Johns Hopkins published the first formal comparison of 5-MeO-DMT and psilocybin mystical experience intensity in 2018 in Frontiers in Psychology. The study used the Mystical Experience Questionnaire, MeQ30, the standard validated psychometric instrument for quantifying mystical-type experiences across four dimensions: mystical, unity, sacredness, noetic quality, positive mood, transcendence of time and space, and ineffability. The team compared 5-MeO-DMT outcomes against a prior Hopkins psilocybin study that used the identical instrument and analytic approach. The findings: vaporized 5-MeO-DMT, mean dose 12 mg, produced complete mystical experiences in approximately 75% of administrations. Compared against the prior Hopkins psilocybin study, 5-MeO-DMT produced mystical experience intensity that was statistically equivalent to high-dose psilocybin, 30 mm 70 nanoquilters, and significantly higher than moderate-dose psilocybin, 20 mm 770 nanoquilters. On every MeQ30 subscale, mystical, positive mood, transcendence, ineffability, the 5-MeO-DMT and high-dose psilocybin groups were indistinguishable. The interpretation, a 15-minute 5-MeO-DMT experience can produce the same intensity of mystical phenomenon as a 6-hour high-dose psilocybin journey. The compression is not a dilution. If anything, the lack of buildup makes the peak more total. Roland Griffiths, before his death in 2023, described the implication as one of the most important findings in psychedelic research. The same therapeutic mechanism that requires hours of unfolding with psilocybin can be triggered in minutes with 5-MeO-DMT, without sacrificing the therapeutic variable, mystical intensity, most strongly linked to outcomes. The Davis 2018 finding is the single most consequential comparative data point in the psychedelic literature. It establishes that the mystical experience, the variable most strongly associated with therapeutic outcomes across addiction, depression, and end-of-life anxiety trials, can be reliably occasioned in radically different durations with different molecules. This is a discovery, not a refinement. It opens an entirely new design space for psychedelic clinical care. The clinical pipeline. Where each stands. Psilocybin. Phase 3 and the approval pathway. Compass Pathways COMP360 synthetic psilocybin is in Phase 3 trials for treatment-resistant depression with FDA breakthrough therapy designation. USONA Institute's Parallel Program in Major Depressive Disorder is also advancing. The Bogenschutz et al. 2022 randomized controlled trial in JAMA psychiatry demonstrated significant efficacy of psilocybin-assisted therapy in alcohol use disorder. The Johnson et al. 2014-2017. Hopkins smoking cessation work showed 80% verified 12-month abstinence, 6 times higher than NRT. Oregon's licensed psilocybin service framework has been operational since 2023. Colorado launched its parallel program in 2024 to 2025. These represent the first regulated psilocybin access in the United States since federal prohibition. Estimated timeline for FDA approval of psilocybin in TRD or MDD, 2027-2029. 5. MEO-DMT, GH001's Phase 2B. Breakthrough. GH researches GH001, a proprietary vaporized synthetic 5-MeO-DMT formulation for treatment-resistant depression, achieved the most extraordinary clinical result in the recent psychedelic literature. The Phase 2B trial, with primary endpoint announced in late 2024, demonstrated a 15.5-point placebo-adjusted reduction in the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale, MADRS, at the primary endpoint. 57.7% of patients achieved remission. At 6-month follow-up, 77.8% of treated patients remained in remission, having received only 1-4 treatment sessions across the study period. These numbers exceed any clinical depression treatment trial in the modern psychiatric literature for any class of compound, including ketamine, esketamine, and prior psilocybin trials. 87.5% remission rate in early GH001 individualized dosing trial, among the highest in TRD literature, Rekweg et al., 2023. 77.8% of GH001 treated patients remained in remission at 6-month follow-up GH research 2024, 1-4 treatment sessions, producing durable response in the GH001 protocol phase 2B data. Beyond TRD. 5-MeO-DMT trials are now extending into post-traumatic stress disorder, the 2023 frontiers in psychiatry. Real-world longitudinal case study demonstrated substantial PTSD symptom reduction following supervised 5-MeO-DMT sessions, opioid use disorder, early phase trials in development, and existential distress in oncology patients. The intranasal 5-MeO-DMT formulation now being studied concomitantly with SSRIs in proof-of-concept trials, Springer 2025, addresses one of the main scaling concerns, that SSRI-treated patients have historically been excluded from psychedelic trials due to receptor downregulation concerns. If the intranasal with SSRI pathway holds up in larger studies, it removes a major barrier to access for the population that most needs the medicine. UTW, adaptogenic cacao blends. Ceremonial cacao contains tryptamine cousins, anandamide, theobromine, V-carboline alkaloids that share architectural lineage with the classical psychedelics this research describes. The Everyday Doorway, explore OOTW products. The Toad. Question conservation ethics synthesis. The modern 5-MeO-DMT cultural surge began not in a laboratory, but in the Sonoran Desert, where the compound is secreted by the paratoid glands of Incilius alvarius, also called Bufo alvarius, the Sonoran Desert toad or Colorado River toad. The toad's venom contains approximately 15-20% 5-MeO-DMT alongside more than 30 other alkaloids, including bufotenin. The modern Bufo ceremony was largely developed in the late 20th century. Albert Most's 1984 monograph, Bufo alvarius. The psychedelic toad of the Sonoran Desert is credited as the foundational text. Importantly, despite widespread Western mythology of ancient indigenous use, anthropological and ethnobotanical evidence for substantial traditional indigenous use of toad venom, 5-MeO-DMT in the region, is limited. Conservation pressure. Demand from the psychedelic tourism industry. Mexican retreats, expanding ceremony circuits in the U.S. and Europe, social media exposure following high-profile public users, has driven overcollection of wild Bufo alvarius. Conservationists, herpetologists, and indigenous-led groups have documented population declines in parts of the species' range. The toads are not easily farmed. They have specific habitat requirements and breeding patterns difficult to replicate. Each wild toad can be milked only intermittently, and capture milking release cycles stress the animals. The economics of wild harvesting at current demand levels are unsustainable. The synthetic alternative, synthetic 5-MeO-DMT, is chemically identical to the compound the toad produces. It is the same molecule, indistinguishable to receptors and indistinguishable in effect. Synthetic production removes the conservation impact entirely and offers the additional clinical advantages of dose precision, purity, and freedom from the other alkaloids in toad venom that may contribute to unpredictable response. The principal advocates for the synthetic transition have included the late Dr. Octavio Rettig, Indigenous Voices, and harm reduction organizations, including 5-MeO Education and the Conclave. The GHZO1 formulation used in the Phase 2B TRD trial is pure synthetic 5-MeO-DMT. The future of clinical 5-MeO-DMT therapy is synthetic, both for sustainability and for the dose control that clinical protocols require. The OOTW position, support indigenous-led conservation, advocate synthetic-only sourcing for ceremony, treat the toad with reverence, not commodity. The medicine works regardless of substrate. The species does not have to die for the consciousness research to live. Choosing the door. When? Which medicine? Psilocybin is indicated. When? The clinical material requires narrative work, biographical memory, complex trauma with relational components, grief, identity reconstruction, addiction with strong egosyntonic components. The patient benefits from a long therapeutic arc. The clinical infrastructure, time, facilitator support, integration appointments, is available. Treatment-resistant depression with a strong biographical component. Cancer-related existential distress where the patient wants to process the meaning of their life. Smoking cessation and alcohol use disorder where the Hopkins data is now substantial. Patients who can give a day and want the long unfolding tend to do well with psilocybin. 5-4 MeO-DMT is indicated when. The clinical material is more about identification with thought, rumination-driven depression, anxiety disorders rooted in ego-bound suffering, treatment-resistant depression where multiple modalities have failed. The patient cannot or will not accept a 6-hour session, either due to clinical infrastructure constraints, busy depression clinic, limited facilitator hours, geographic access, or patient factors, cannot dedicate a full day repeatedly. When rapid clinical response is essential. When the goal is to demonstrate non-dual awareness as an experiential ground for subsequent psychotherapeutic work. The GH01 Phase 2B data suggests 5-MeO-DMT may be particularly powerful for the most refractory depression, where conventional approaches and even some prior psychedelic protocols have failed. The stack. Some practitioners, particularly in ceremonial contexts and an emerging cohort of integrative psychiatrists, combine the medicines. The most common pattern, 5-MeO-DMT, to dissolve the ego-bound identification, psilocybin sessions afterward, to do biographical and integration work. The hypothesis is that 5-MeO-DMT establishes the non-dual experiential reference, and psilocybin then allows the patient to navigate territory in narrative form with that reference as ground. Clinical evidence for the sequenced stack is currently anecdotal. Formal trials have not yet examined combined protocols. but practitioners working with both medicines report the combination as powerful, and the mechanism, one medicine establishing the existential frame, the other doing the narrative work within it, is theoretically coherent. 5. HT2A plus 1A plus X15-MeO-DMT receptor profile, broader than psilocybin's predominantly 5-HT2A activity pharmacology data, 4-6-H versus 15-mean duration difference between oral psilocybin and vaporized 5-MeO-DMT experiences, Rekweg et al., 75% versus 67% 5-MeO-DMT versus high-dose psilocybin complete mystical experience rate, statistically equivalent, Davis et al., 2018. Two doors, one room. They are not the same medicine and they are not interchangeable. They are different doors into the same room. The room of mystical type experience that the brain enters when 5-HT2A receptors are activated and the default mode network goes quiet. Psilocybin invites you in slowly and gives you hours to walk around. 5-MeO-DMT pushes you through and shows you everything at once. The clinical data on both is now strong enough that they are no longer alternative medicines on the margins. They are emerging tools, each with specific indications, expanding the therapeutic vocabulary of the next decade. The question for any patient, any practitioner, any researcher is no longer whether psychedelic therapy works. The data has settled that question for now, and the regulatory frameworks are catching up. The question is which door to open, which clinical material, which patient, which goal, which infrastructure. The Davis 2018 comparison gave the field its first empirical answer to that question. The mystical experience can be occasioned with either medicine. The choice is about everything else. The GH001 Phase 2B data made it concrete. The door of compressed time is not only viable, it may produce some of the most extraordinary therapeutic outcomes in the history of psychiatry. And the long psilocybin arc, with its narrative depth and biographical resonance, retains its place, where the work to be done is narrative work. Two molecules, two doorways, one room, the neuroscience is converging, the therapeutic vocabulary is expanding, the medicine, in both its forms, is here. Share this research. Two molecules, two doorways, one room. If this resonated, pass it on. The neuroscience of consciousness deserves a wider audience. Post on X, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, share. Frequently asked questions. Stronger is the wrong frame. They produce different categories of experience that the standard psychometric instruments rate as equivalent in mystical intensity. Davis et al., 2018, showed that vaporized 5-MeO-DMT produces mystical experiences equivalent to high-dose 30-mg 70-kg psilocybin and significantly higher than moderate-dose psilocybin. The 5-MeO-DMT experience feels more total because it compresses the peak into minutes rather than hours, but the measured intensity of the mystical phenomenon itself is comparable. What is different is the texture. 5-MeO-DMT is non-narrative, non-visual, and absolute. Psilocybin is narrative, visual, and arc-shaped. They are different molecules with different pharmacology and different experiences. NN-DMT, the DMT found in ayahuasca brews and smoked as freebase spirit molecule, DMT, is heavily visual, often entity-laden, and produces what users describe as encounters with discrete intelligent beings, complex visual geometry, and otherworldly environments. 5-MeO-DMT has a methoxy group at the 5 position of the indole ring that shifts its receptor-binding profile with stronger 5-HT1A activity and sigma-1 receptor binding. The result is a non-visual, non-narrative, dissolutional experience of pure unity. The two molecules share the tryptamine backbone, but produce categorically different states of consciousness. Pharmacokinetics. Vaporized 5-MeO-DMT crosses the blood-brain barrier in seconds and is rapidly metabolized. primarily by monoamine oxidase A. Within 20-30 minutes, the compound is largely cleared. Psilocybin must first be dephosphorylated to psilocin by alkaline phosphatase in the gut and other tissues, and the active metabolite is more slowly cleared with a half-life of approximately 2 to 3 hours. The duration difference is built into the chemistry. It is not a dosing decision, but a fundamental property of how each molecule is absorbed, distributed, and eliminated. Bufo alvarius, the Sonoran desert toad, is not currently classified as endangered, but it is a species of conservation concern with documented population pressures in parts of its range due to over-collection driven by psychedelic tourism demand. The ethical position adopted by most harm reduction organizations and indigenous-led conservation groups is avoid wild-sourced bufo. Synthetic 5-MeO-DMT is chemically identical and removes the conservation impact entirely. Clinical trials use synthetic exclusively. For ceremonial contexts, support indigenous-led sustainability initiatives and request synthetic when possible. GH Research's GH001 vaporized 5-MeO-DMT for treatment-resistant depression has completed phase 2b trials with extraordinary results. A 15.5-point placebo-adjusted MADRS reduction, 57.7% remission, and 77.8% durable remission at 6-month follow-up. Phase 3 trials are anticipated in 2026-2027. If outcomes hold, FDA approval is conceivable in the 2027-2030 window. The intranasal formulation being studied with concomitant SSRI offers an additional development pathway. Outside FDA approval, supervised access through state-licensed psychedelic service models, Oregon, Colorado, is currently limited to psilocybin, but may expand as regulatory frameworks mature. Continue reading, Neuroscience. The Mystical Experience, What Neuroscience Says About Peak States, Other Medicines. Ketamine versus Psilocybin, Two Paths to Neuroplasticity. Neuroscience. Ego Dissolution, The Neuroscience of Losing Yourself to Find Yourself. Receptor Science. The 5-HT2A. Blueprint, How Psychedelics Speak to Your Brain.